Blog Talk Radio.
Shelling on Chuck Show on Wednesday night, or it depends on where you are in the world. It could be Wednesday morning. It could be Thursday morning. It depends. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And as always, I try to be inspirational, even though I'm like half asleep here. Believe it or not, I didn't even eat dinner yet. So I'm sitting here going, well, I'm going to get through the show. And here, my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, she's being very, very sweet. So I think I know what it is. Before I get to the whole show tonight. But I think it's really good that I tune into my big brother Z on his show right before. As all you know, I have a big brother called Z, just like Jackie Chan has a big brother, his big brother named Sumo. I mean, Sam, oh gosh. See, I told you I'm half asleep. I didn't think I need some coffee or some oolong tea or something. But I was just listening to his show, and for some reason, every time I'm listening to his show, my kitty gets all nice and quiet, and it's kind of like a mellow thing for her. So maybe the kitty just, like, really enjoys Big Brother Z's show. So I was just listening to that, and it was down to the wire. I was actually setting up the show today, and I was just, like, my computer froze, and I'm like, I hope this goes off with a hitch. And me with technology, I'm kind of a tard sometimes with technology. But, you know, I do the best I can. I think they do A-okay. But anyway, tonight's show is a special half-hour show. And this is a month where, you know, is, you know, for giving thanks and giving. So in my own way, what I want to do is to give back. And I've been trying to do other charity work, foundations, and this stuff that we're doing associated with my full-time job, where one of the things we're doing is writing Christmas cards and holiday cards to the soldiers overseas. Those are one of the things. The Toys for Tots. The other foundation that we're actually, you know, doing, there was another one too. You know, I told you I'm half asleep here, but the show tonight is in, you know, for support of a fundraiser, which for me personally, I think is really important because for me, my whole life, I've always loved action films. I always say I never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. So for my whole life, since I was little, I loved action films, especially ninjas, anything to do with ninjas. And let me tell you, I feel very blessed to get to know over the past year, knowing people that have been working in films that I've watched growing up, like a film like American Ninja. And one of my ninja friends, one of my ninja pals is Stephen Lambert. Let me tell you, this guy is a sweetheart. He's crazy. He's absolutely nuts. And I mean that in a good way because he does a lot of the real ninja stuff in the films like American Ninja and quite a few other things that it's just amazing the thing this guy's done. He's actually done stunts up on the Statue of Liberty back in the 80s, Adventures of Remo Williams, where he was actually on the top. I don't know if people would remember this, but the Statue of Liberty was being reconstructed, and he was actually on the top of the Statue of Liberty's head, and he did stunt work up there, and he's done crazy things like this, and the guy is such a sweetheart, and he's just like, he's my ninja pal, and it's just awesome that I'm getting to know these people, and I feel very lucky and very blessed because I feel like I get to share my childhood with the world. Because I feel like when I go to a film, I want to be entertained for a couple of hours. And ever since I was growing up, if I had a bad day or something, and putting on a Jackie Chan film, or everybody knows I love Jackie Chan. I love him with all my heart. You know, he's just something, there's something about Jackie, but he's just like one of the best in this, and always going to love him. And many others that, you know, I just have to admit, my jaw drops every time I find out from the films that I watch, and being able to talk with those people, I'm like, you did that in that film. And I'm like, here I am, where I've had a couple people on my show, I was like, you worked in that film that I grew up watching, like with Stephen Lambert. I go, no, you didn't. And he's telling me, he's got this long list of things that he's worked with. He worked on Casino, and he's in the background. He doubles for James Woods. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I saw a lot of Stephen Lambert's films, and I'm sitting here going, that's you, Stephen? And it's like, I go to his Facebook page, and he keeps posting all this stuff, and I'm going, this is not, it's just like one of those things. You know how, like, the universe connects you and stuff? But anyway, the point of the show tonight, you know, for me, I don't think it's just, you know, something that has to be, but it's a necessity. It's for a building, and I'm trying to help raise money for a building for the stunt community. Now, this is not just from the past, and if you go for check out on Facebook Falling for the Stars or see the co-founder for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, where he founded this in 1973, but I think in 1986 it became a nonprofit organization. And right now, John G. Hagner, the co-founder, he lives in Moab, Utah. The man is 85 years old, and the thing that I'm thinking, because this man has been trying very hard to get a new building, I was welcome to come on board, and I'm a board of advisor on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I'm kind of like a younger generation, and, you know, I just think out of, you know, respect for one of the fathers in the stunt business, John, I think it would be truly a wonderful thing because John is living in Utah and he's getting in his golden years and people might think, let's have this in California, but I really think it would be such a wonderful blessing to have it in Utah because I was thinking, you know, California, so big and stuff, but you know, John has many years, many decades, dedicated his life in film. And I actually had the founder, the CEO of the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, I had him as a guest on my show. Wonderful, wonderful man. Very humble, very down-to-earth, such a sweetheart. So I just think, you know, to give back to, you know, a stuntman like John, who's worked in the business for many, many years. And you can even look up the Shelly Nunchuck's radio, blog talk radio show as John G. Hagner. He was a guest on my show, and you can listen to that episode. But I think it would be wonderful to give back because he has so many things in storage. And they had a building before, but there's so many wonderful memorabilia from the history of the stunt world. And I would love to help, you know, not just with the past, but the stunt community that is the present and the future. But I would love to help preserve, because these people, these stunt people, they deserve it. They really do, because they train and they literally put their lives on their line for these actors. And these are the films that, you know, I mean, I know from listening to John's, you know, when I was interviewing him, and he was telling me many years ago, the stunt people that did the stunts, they weren't allowed to talk about their work at all. And imagine, you know, having a job, and you can't tell anybody what you're doing, because they had to make the actors look good. So it's kind of like, I'm in awe thinking, like, wow, imagine that, having a job. And you can't, and you're proud of your job, especially like stunt people, and you're getting hurt. You can, you know, I've heard so many stories, people breaking bones and so many things, and it's kind of like, wow. So, you know, I mean, you try to make the film come to life, and everything does matter, not just the actors. You know, it's the director, everything that's on the set. But for me, the stunt people, you know, I've always wanted to know, and I grew up in a time where I remember even on the TV, you know, we didn't have all this internet stuff, so I didn't have a chance to find out who the stunt people were because you couldn't pause the TV. I remember even the TV, it had, you know, it was a box. Everything's all flat screen. It was a box, and you would, the knobs on the TV, it was UHF and VHF, and there was you would take a coat hanger, it would stick it on the back of the TV. So, you know, you had a good, try to get good reception. This was even before cable. So when you watched the film, you couldn't pause the credits to find out who was in the stunt, you know, who was doing all the stunts. So I didn't know, this was decades later, and now we have the internet, and I can do all the research and find out who all the stunt people are, and I get so blown away, and I'm like, wow, I'm sitting there talking to a person that I watched their films for so many years, and my jaw is on the floor. And they've given me so much happiness. And I don't think it's just me. I think everywhere in the world, you know, there's a list of people that were in the Inductees Hall of Fame, you know, and I'm so excited because everyone in the world knows I love Jackie Chan. And when I was told that Jackie Chan was one of the inductees, I was so ecstatic. Because do I think Jackie Chan would deserve this? Oh, yes. yes. So, you know, it's just something that I know I would try to preserve somehow, something of Jackie's in this building. And many other people, I mean, I like Michael Jai White, and I could go on and like Tony Jaa and all this, the new generation. I know all this new generation stuff because John is more from the past, and he still works in films. He says that, you know, he couldn't do as much as he'd done before, but I give the man a lot of props. And for me personally, even though a lot of these stunt people, they may be getting up in age. I mean, I don't consider them old. I consider them older. And to give, to have a building where they can go and see these memories of all these films, to preserve it, and to have it there for them to go and see a place, I think that would be the most honorable thing. And not just the stunt people to see this, the building, but people that love that type of work, that love the action films. And me growing up, from what I hear from people around me, this is my own experience, but some people think action films is dumb. No, I'm not. I am not kidding. This is in my own personal life. And it's kind of like, not for nothing, and I know that's a double negative what I'm just saying, but knowing where, you know, I'm not saying I'm a black belt or something. I had beginner's training in a couple forms of martial art, in capoeira, and I trained with my big brother Z for like a year in Tai Chi, so it's just beginning stuff. But knowing what I hear, what these stunt people, you know, they go on a set, then they go home, and they're training and working out, and then they get back on set the next day. You know, and sometimes it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I've heard stories, you know, that, Jesse Johnson, who's, you know, been in the business for a while, he was telling me stories when he was working on Thor. Yes, Thor, T-H-O-R. I know, forgive me, sometimes I talk kind of funny, I have this Bostonian accent, but he told me, you know, sitting for hours, sometimes people are in the makeup chair at 2:30 in the morning. And these stunt people, they have to wear these costumes. And he was telling me, like, you get your hands tied behind your back, and you have to do all these stunts and such. And it's very sweaty. Sometimes you got to sit and not move because you're sitting in this makeup and all this stuff, and you're all covered up. And then you go to do all this fight scene, and you keep doing this over and over again. And believe me, you do get smelly, and you smell pretty much from all the sweat and everything from what you're doing. And then they got to go back and do this. Sometimes they film this, like, one scene for weeks on end. And it's really hard for the things that they go through, the injuries and everything like that, their blood and sweat, and it's really, really hard work. And I've only had a little bit of taste of that in the past couple of years, just some basic stuff that I've done. And for stepping in the shoes of these people, you know, I've only done like a small 1% compared to all the stuff they've done. But having that experience and being thrown on a set, no, I'm not kidding. I was literally picked up and thrown in a fight scene and bounced off the ground. Now, at that time, there was no mats or pads. And when I hit the ground, yeah, that hurt. And that made me, it just, like, really woke me up. And I was like, wow, these people really, really work hard. So I keep trying. I mean, I don't know. I don't know really how big my voice is because, you know, I guess maybe I'm kind of like really a nobody or something, but my heart is really, really in the right place. And I don't know, you know, I know people do listen to my show, but, you know, to go, I'm going to bring up the website here. And just to let you guys know, give me one moment. I do this, I run the show myself. So just mind you, like I said, I'm a little bit of a tech tard here. But I like to bring up, let's see, where is the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame? Just give me one moment. I'm actually going to my Facebook page. And I wanted to read from the website. Hold on one second. I got the phone in one hand. I'm typing in another hand. I'm talking to you guys at the same time. So, like I said, I'm doing 50 million things when I'm on air. Okay, now I'm actually going to go to the website for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And I'm clicking onto that now. And I'm going to actually read it to you people. Hold on for one second. I'm bringing up Stuntman's Hall of Fame, Moab, Utah, M-O-A-B. And this is about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rondell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. These rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization. Oh, I thought it was 1986. My bad. It was 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to be honoring stunt people world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, you can actually go to the website, and you can even contact John G. Hagner, the email address. I'm not so sure if I should give that stuff out on here. I mean, everybody can go and check it out at the website here. But it is a nonprofit organization, and it's I really think it's a worthy cause because, like I said, these people have given me so much entertainment my whole life, and I'm trying my best. I try to write about this the best I can. Sometimes talking is better for me instead of writing because I can't really get out the words I want on the internet. And we all know that the art of communication is lost. And let me tell you, on the internet, I am more lost than lost. I'm like lost in space on the internet when I'm writing. I'm not kidding. I'm like a space cadet on the internet because sometimes I don't even know half the stuff I'm saying in the internet because I look at stuff and I go, did I just write what I thought I write? So having the radio show, talking is so much easier for me. Nothing scripted. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've done improv, dinner, comedy theater for so many years that this is something so much easier, like right on the spot. You know, it's just talking. And, man, what I would love to see that building go up, you know, that museum. I think it would give the stunt community much joy. And, like I said, there's so much stuff in you know, storage. It's just a shame that it's all sitting there. So I've been trying to do some research. No, I mean, I don't know what's been donated so far. I've been just doing research on buildings. Now, I'm not a business person. You know, I just don't, you know, I mean, I know the aspects of, you know, trying to figure out how to get the building. I guess you got to get the money first and then look into the building. But, you know something? I was trying to do research because I think John was trying to get in Moab, Utah on Main Street. That's where he was looking to have the museum. So Google can be a good friend. So I was actually Googling Main Street buildings and such in there and, you know, just trying to find something because if he has that much stuff in storage, it's got to be kind of a big building. I really, really think it has to be, like, really – I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many square feet, but if it says here that it's that much there. But, the little story behind the founder, John G. Hagner, he told me many years ago when he got into stunts, it was like, you know, the movies, they used to play in the movie theater all day long on Saturday, and they would have these cliffhangers and such. But John to actually, this is what he actually did, and he told this on my radio show. He would sing Pennies from Heaven, you know, going up and down the alley of where the movie theater was, and people would be throwing out, you know, pennies and stuff, and he would collect the money off the ground. And basically, that's how he got into the movie theater, watch all these shows. And then he wanted to become a stunt person and was very, very young. He actually went to the library, and he was trying to find out, you know, information, and they didn't give him that much information because people didn't even know what stuntmen were. So he ended up, when he was a teenager, he would go to the Y and work out. And then he would tell me, you know, I mean, you guys got to check the radio show out with me interviewing John G. Hagner because he's a wonderful man and, you know, he's such a sponge of knowledge because he lived it. He lived the life of a stuntman. And he, you know, he's still doing, you know, hanging in there, doing some, you know, acting and such. And I know that he plays drums and such. But another cool thing, your donations to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, just to let you know, John is a great artist. And he's drawn many of the greats. He's drawn, like, John Wayne, Jack Palance. And I think for, like, $45, let me see where the Falling for the Stars, I think it might see some of the information where you can actually go. If you're interested in you know, of John's work. Look up on Facebook, look up Falling for Stars, and it'll show John in the cowboy hat. And I'm actually pulling up the site now so I can read off of the page there. And there's a colored picture of Jack Palance, and this is the one, it says actor Jack Palance in a scene from City Slickers 2, portrait painting by John Hagner, Artist of the Stars. Prints are available mounted on 16 by 20 mat board. Make a donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame for $45 plus $6.50 for shipping to 81 West Kane, and that's Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. And you can actually check out his work. Go to Falling for Stars, and you can see some of that. And that's actually John's drawing of Jack Palance. I mean, there's so many other, I think, things that he actually does draw. But people out there, you know, I really think it's just a necessity to have this building, the museum for the stunt community. It's just that I'm feeling in my heart that it's time for us to give a little bit back for the men and women, you know, that have given so much for so many years. And they deserve this. I really, really think they deserve this museum dedicated to them. And me, you know, this is my thing. I know about stunts. I love action films. Like I said, I've never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And these people have given me so much joy my whole entire life. Well, wow. I guess I can talk straight for like a half hour. But anyway, you know, you guys can always rewind my show, listen to it again, but pass the word, because if you really, really love action films, help support the stuntmen and women and help get the building going in Utah, and let's get a museum for these wonderful, wonderful, hardworking people. I think they really, really deserve it. But anyway, well, it looks like it's time. I can finally get some dinner, take a shower, get ready, and do everything all over again tomorrow morning. But just remember, if anybody out there that has a dream, you go for it because you are as good as anybody else. Well, that's my show for tonight, and this is the month of giving. This is the big thing that I'm doing. You know, they say stick to what you know, and since I love action films, this is the best thing I can do to give back on my own way for something I've loved my whole entire life. So just try to stay positive. I know it can be crazy around this time of the year, but you know something? I'm in really good spirits. You know, I know people get crazy, but I'm actually really happy it's the holidays. And I'm very much in a joyful mood, halfway tired here. But anyway, everyone, I'll be getting great guests. I have a lineup, and it's going to be, I think, 2014. It's going to be an awesome year. There's still more holiday seasons coming up. I got Christmas coming up. I got New Year's. And I'm lucky. I get to sell a bunch of holidays. Chinese New Year, oh, my gosh. I count down every year for Chinese New Year. Oh, my God, the food is awesome. That's all I'm going to say. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting my show. Thank you, thank you. And even for my little furball co-host, Jackie Chinkity, who's ready for night-night, she says thank you to all. So, everyone, I'm ending the show with an awesome, awesome song by Director Z, Pisces Projects, with Horror Zakor Feliza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Samari. This is their song, and actually, this is like a song from a film that we're actually doing, and we're working really hard in. And if anybody, you know, if you can actually even go to the Falkir page and check out this whole entire film, a whole bunch of us have worked really hard on. If you can give also, you know, donate any funds to the Falkir film page, you can go there and check it out. Check everything out. You can check out Director Z, all the other actresses, everybody that's been part of the Falkir, you know, not just me, but everybody else, you know, check them out. Just go, oh, if you want to know how to spell it, because I know I talk funny and it's a Boston accent, it's F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. Go to the Falkir fundraiser there on Falkir page. Whatever you can give, believe me, it'll be greatly appreciated. You can see everything about it there. Well, everyone, just have a good night and just pleasant dreams. Talk to you all on Sunday.